Grace and peace be yours in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number. How big is that multitude of the saints in heaven? Unknown. It says right in the text, you cannot number them. A bajillion of them. The saints in heaven. Every All Saints Day, we have the tradition, and I love the tradition, of reading aloud the names of our congregation that joined them this year. All the saints that ever lived are alive with Christ right now. Alive. Waiting for the resurrection of the flesh, yes, but alive with Christ forever. And here's the crazy thought. In time, we will join them. Somehow we push that thought away from us. I want you to, this week, take your bulletin home with you. I'm going to encourage you not to throw it in the recycle bin. If you don't take the whole bulletin, take that page that has those five names. Saints of this congregation that sat with us in this place for years. And we knew them and loved them and we missed them. They are with the Lord. Jesus Christ, the crucified and risen one, is their Savior. I do want you to take your bulletin home and to look at the names, to remember them. Some of them are your immediate family members. Some of them are just people that you sat with and talked to in Bible class over a cup of coffee for years. Think about who they were, their gifts, their talents. We have three services. You'll know some better than others. Think about how God has been gracious to them. It is a challenge as a pastor. I did the funeral for all five of these. In the pastor's job, you're trying not to say some things. One of the things you're trying not to say is that they were so wonderful, they were saved by their own righteousness. Sometimes people would like to hear the funeral sermon and they want the pastor to say, he was kind and gentle and sweet. I never heard him say a cross word. You know, sometimes that's not true. I have heard those sermons where the pastor said that the deceased was sweet and wonderful and charming and delightful. And everybody knew that he was very difficult. And there are times in a funeral sermon people are thinking, does the pastor know this person? They were not saved by their righteousness. They were saved by the righteousness of their Savior, in whom they trusted. That part I know. All these trusted in Jesus, the Savior. Now, I want us to say some things about the text that we read. I want to say some things about the saints. As a pastor, I sometimes think the word saint gets misused. Here's a crazy habit we have. We tend to say the word saint only about New Testament people. Have you ever noticed that? We say St. Paul, St. John, St. Peter. Have you ever said St. Moses or St. Abraham? Why don't we do that? I'm not sure. Here's one thing we need to know. Every saint was saved by faith in Jesus. All the Old Testament saints were saved by faith in the Jesus who was yet to come, right? You're saved by faith in the Jesus who has come. But here's the other mistake we make. We think, well, the saints were perfect. And I want to say this. This is my first point this morning. There's no such thing as a super saint. We eulogize too much. We just talk about them as perfect. They were not sinless. They were redeemed. There's a difference. But we tend to think the saints were perfect, and the burden of it can become, we think, well, then I'm not that, right? People, I notice, tend to not want to say about themselves, I'm a saint. And the funny thing is, you are. So if we're going to put St. Paul on a pedestal, the next thing we think is, well, St. Paul wrote most of the New Testament, converted thousands, was used powerfully by God. What have I been doing with myself? The answer is, you weren't called to be St. Paul. You were called to be God's man or woman where you are, right? No. There's no super saints, but here's a fun thing to know. You are a saint. Here's my second point, and this is really super easy. I think you know it, but I'm going to say it anyway. You are a saint because Jesus said so. It's just that simple, right? We are like, pastor, say something profound. No, here's the truth. Jesus says you're a saint. That makes you, guess what? A saint. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus is preaching the Sermon on the Mount, and did you hear him say the word blessed? How many times did he say blessed? 9. So think of this. Jesus says, he's speaking to a group of ordinary people, blessed, 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 blessed. What's the theme? You're blessed. You're called blessed by God. Now here's the challenging part. Everything that follows the word blessed doesn't seem very blessed. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the humble. Blessed are the ones who mourn. Because the world says, blessed are the powerful. Blessed are the rich. Blessed are the people who have a million TikTok followers. I hope you have none, by the way. But anyway, some of you are saying, what's TikTok? And I'm old, I don't know how to use it either, but anyways. So Jesus says you're blessed. That means you are a saint because he has called you so, even if your circumstances are like this. And sometimes maybe those circumstances are what's teaching us to depend upon God. But imagine this. Jesus has looked at his people and he's saying, I know what you go through, but you're mine. You see what he's saying? You're mine. Now, all three readings have the exact same theme. Have you noticed that? 1 John chapter 3. See what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be what? Called children of God. Did you notice it doesn't say that we are children of God? It does, of course, that's the implication, but it throws in that word called. How great the love of God is that we are what? That we've been called children of God. Now, if God calls you a child of God, what are you? Child of God. Child of God. Now notice, he doesn't say by your works or merits. He doesn't say because you were perfect. He doesn't say because you're good looking, thanks be to God. Right? He doesn't say because you're smart. He doesn't say because of your family. He says, I have called you mine, that makes you his. And so John makes the exact point. How great it is that God has called us children of God, semicolon, next words, and so we are. You see it? The folks that are in heaven were not saved by their works. They were saved by God who called them his. Right? And then in Revelation chapter 7, there they are. By the way, I love this text. Revelation chapter 7 is about right now. It's not about the future. This is going on now. This is John having a vision, actually long ago. A vision of heaven, and there they stand, a great multitude, by the way, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. All kinds of people in heaven. We don't always get that right on earth, but all kinds of people in one kingdom in heaven. And they're worshiping God, and one of the elders says to John, who are these people? And he says, I don't know. But you do. And he says, these are the ones who are what? Coming, present tense, out of the great tribulation. They've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Did you notice again? It did not say they are saints because of their own works. It didn't say they're saints because of their own righteousness. It says they've washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. So our beloved ones that we have buried and are with the Lord They did do good works, but the Bible doesn't say they were saved by their works. It says they're standing there in the righteousness of the Lamb. That's who they are. Now, last thing I want to say is this. You are a saint. The saints who've gone before us are with the Lord, so they enjoy that right now. You and I are not in heaven. As wonderful as South Carolina is, it's not quite heaven. And so, the Bible lets us know that you and I, here's a phrase we should all know, are simultaneously saint and sinner. Right? Old Lutheran phrase, simul justus et peccator. That's Latin for simultaneously saint and sinner. Please remind yourself of that. The next time you stumble, remind yourself of that. You are a saint because God has called you a saint, but you're not in heaven. You're here on earth. That means you live in the day-to-day. 1 John 3. Verse 2, beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. Do you see the tension there? We have to know that in Christ, I'm a saint. I need you to think that. In Christ, I'm a saint because Jesus said so. Period. And living my life, I'm going to get it wrong and stumble and fall, and your adversary, the devil, will rush in to accuse some saint you are. And the answer is that here and now, I am both saint and sinner. Howsomever, the final word is which one? Saint. You are a saint in Christ for no better reason than because he says so. Amen. And we stand together. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and our minds with Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.